Happy New Week, Sun family. Welcome, welcome, welcome to a new episode of Underline, where we bring your fave celebs and we ask them 10 fun questions. This is Andiswa and I am your host as usual. Today I am joined by an actor, a TV and theater actor actually. His name is Emmanuel. Most of you guys have grown to know him as Game Over on Uzalo. I'm so excited to speak to him. Let's hear what he says. Hi, Emmanuel.
How are you, Miss? Are you good?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good too.
Thank you so much for joining us on this episode of Underline. I have 10 questions for you.
Okay.
All right. So we'll start with an easy one. What are the three words that describe Emmanuel?
The three words that describe Emmanuel are, I think I'm ambitious. The second word, to focus. And the third word is I'm a go-getter.
Okay. Yeah. All right. And if your life had a soundtrack of two songs right now, what would those songs be?
Okay, so the first song would be Zola 7. Yeah, the first song would be Zola 7, Stars. I'll shine the dark like a star of Sugu. Yes. The second song is Arkeli, You Save Me.
All right. And describe yourself in a hashtag.
Hashtag, I'm a go-getter.
Okay.
Hashtag, I'm a go-getter.
All right. And what's something your followers would not know about you?
Can you come again?
What is something your followers would not know about you?
Yeah. My followers, I think, I have a closet. Hey, full of ghosts. I have a closet full of ghosts. Right now, I'm not free. I'm not free to talk about my past, my life.
All right. Interesting. And what's the best piece of advice you've received and given to people?
Yeah, the best piece of advice I received and I give to people is that I came from a family where they think there was nothing. So my family is now respected because I done something that they think it was not possible to be done. So what I could say is that if you have nothing, you can have no fun. To go to school or university, but there's something that is unique. God cannot just put you strangled, but the talent will remain there all the time.
Yeah.
It's just that if you don't discover where you are talented at, it just means that you didn't find yourself. Everyone was born with the talent.
Okay, so they must find that talent to find themselves.
You must know yourself. You must know I'm talented at this thing.
All right. And what is the weirdest thing a fan has ever done for you or to you?
The weirdest thing is that one lady, I don't think that lady was very old, but one lady, I wanted to take a peek, and then the lady, we took a peek, then after the peek, the lady wanted a kiss. So because I was at the event, so the bouncer started to grab the lady, and I was like, no, let me give this girl a kiss. Yeah, well, it was not a deep kiss, it was just a mwah kiss.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. All right. And if you had a full day off, no responsibilities, what would you do?
I'm a carpenter. Yeah, I'm a carpenter. And I'm a carpenter. I do painting. So on the spare time, I just go to there's a place called home, a children's home. I go there and fix cupboards for them. It's just cupboards of sitting. I just fix and do painting.
Oh, that is beautiful.
Yeah, and I also go to a primary. I go there for free and teach theater for children, because I do mostly theater for children, like Rabbit in the City, Ravi. I just took books, what they are doing at school, and then put that into practical.
All right. Okay. And if you could choose a superpower, what would it be?
A superpower. Mm-hmm. I would love to read people's dreams, because the problem is, it's just that people, they don't know their dreams. That's why they end up in Renaissance, a billion zone. Because you just ignore your dreams and you focus on somebody, on somebody's dreams, because it's just going with the trend. It's not about the trend. It's about you.
All right. That is interesting. And what has been your best or worst date?
My best one is that I performed for the first time with my daughter. I performed with her for the first time. I never knew that my daughter can dance. But my daughter just danced on my first single song. And then I was like, I took my daughter out to go and watch me performing. Then my daughter was like, no, can I dance?
Oh, wow. And this is the last one. What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
Sorry, can I come again?
What is the most worn thing in your wardrobe and your most expensive piece of clothing?
I cannot lie. I don't have expensive clothing because my brother is the one who's trending my clothing. So the most worn thing in my clothing is the branded thing of my brand. We have a brand called Ekazini. So my brother, we just buy things from Mr. Price, Pep, what, and we just brand those things to become the most expensive brand and sell it.
Oh,
so
all
I
right.
just want those things just to advertise our brand.
Okay, got it. And that is it. Thank you so much for speaking to us, Emmanuel.
Thank you. I'm the one who must be thanking you, because I would really love to have interviews like this, because this time around things are very quiet.
I understand. Yeah. No, it's cool. Thank you so much, man.
Thank you so much.
All right, bye.
Have a lovely day.
Thank you so much to Emmanuel for joining us on this episode of On The Line. Let's meet each other next week, same time, same place. Bye!